granny, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that the old fellows are back in Pine Ridge after their unsuccessful lost treasure expedition to Tennessee, they're trying to keep their fellow citizens from learning the true facts of their fiasco in order to keep them from being ridiculed. As we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric talking to Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library.
Why, sure, I'll help you write a letter, Cedric. Who are you writing it to?
To Ernest Macmillan.
Well, that's nice.
Loretta Ernie.
Proud you're writing to him. We all ought to write to the soldier boys a heap more than we do, Cedric. There ain't no one thing they enjoy more than getting a letter from home.
Yes, Ma.
Whereabouts is Ernest at now, do you know?
Oh, somewhere's in the Pacific.
Somewhere's in the Pacific?
Yes, Ma.
Pacific Ocean?
That's what he said in his letter to me.
You mean he's just swimming around out there summer?
Well, I don't know. I think he's on some island out there, though.
Well, he must be, doggies. He couldn't swim and write you a letter at the same time.
No, well, I'm not sure he's on an island. Believe he mentioned it in his letter.
Yeah, well, he'd have to be, Cedric. Near as I can recollect, Ernest weren't much of a swimmer, no ways. Well, come on, let's get your letter wrote. I'll get some paper here for you.
Well, I've got your paper already, Mr. Abner.
Oh, good.
Bought it from Mr. Beckley down to the drugstore. It's some special kind of paper for writing to soldiers and sailors on. V-mail, it's called.
V-mail?
Yes, Mom. Hmm. Mr. Beckley says it's the best kind of use when you're writing a letter to a body that's overseas, that way.
Well, I do know. What's so good about it, Cedric?
Oh, I forget now. Mr. Beckley says it goes faster than any other kind. It always goes by airplane.
It does.
He said they give V-mail a priority over other kind of mail.
Give it a what, Cedric?
Priority or pro-riety or something like that.
You mean priorities. That's what you mean, Cedric, yeah. Well,
Mr. Beckley says it was safe, too, because they guarantee they'll deliver them.
Well, that sounds like a good kind of mail to send, all right.
He says it's patriotics, too, because it saves shipping space.
Yeah, well, I'm sold on it. Show me that there V-mail paper and let's get started, Cedric.
Well, I've got it right here in my pocket.
Yeah, let's take a look at
that. I bought a lot of pieces of it.
Can you just go into stores and buy that V-mail stuff?
Yes, Mom. I reckon so. That's what I done.
Well.
Here it is, right there, see?
Well, I do know. That's sort of cute, you know.
You write the address up here and then what you want to say down here.
Yeah, I can see that. Says, write plainly. Very small writing is not suitable.
Yes, Mom. I don't believe my kind of writing suitable, neither.
What do you mean, Cedric?
Well, I started to write one and, wait a minute, I'll show it to you here.
Yeah.
Got it. Here it is. See, I started out good there, but all I could get on there was just Dear Ernest. I used up the whole page. Looky there.
Well, for the land's sake, Cedric, you oughtn't to have wrote so big.
Well, it says not to write small.
Well, yeah, but they never meant you had to write this big. You ought to at least get Dear Ernest all on one line. Looky there, taking you two whole lines just to write Ernest.
Well, that's about as small as I can write, though.
Hmm. Here, give me one of them female things. I'll write it for you, Cedric.
Well, that's what I come over here for.
Well, now, let's see. Just tell me what you want to say now, and I'll put it right down here.
Well, I want to say Dear Ernest. I know that for sure.
All right. Dear...
It says to write plain, Mr. Abner.
I'm writing plain as I can. Now, what do you want to say?
Well, I want to tell him what I've been doing.
All right.
Tell him all about that buried treasure expedition we went on, how bad it was, and how awful it turned out, and how broke we got.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Me and Lum would rather you wouldn't say that.
Mom.
See, me and Lum are trying to keep the folks around here from finding out just how that expedition did turn out.
Well, they're going to find out, though, ain't they?
Well, I reckon so eventual, Cedric, but we're just going to tell them about it a little bit at a time, you know, just sort of let them find it out gradual. That way, why, they can't make such laughing stocks out of us.
Oh.
Fact is, me and Lum are, well, sort of letting on like we made a big success out of the expedition.
You told them that.
Well, no, we never come right out flat-footed and told them that, Cedric. But see, when they'd asked us questions about it, why, we'd just act mesitarious and not say hardly nothing at all. Then they'd get to thinking that we was way yonder richer and we's letting on.
Well, maybe I ought to sort of start doing that, too, myself.
Why, of course you ought to. We got to stick together on this thing. Facts is, we was aiming on calling you up. All right, wait a minute, there comes Lom.
Well, maybe
he can help you this female letter. He writes plainer than I do. I'll ask him, Cedric, see if he'll help you on it.
Oh, they cut down the...
Say, Lom, Cedric here wants to write a female...
Hello there, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lom.
Cedric here wants to write
a... My name's Abner. He's working out better than I expected it would.
What Idy?
I mean about the expedition.
Oh?
Folks are sure enough thinking that was a big success. You know what's happened?
No, what?
The Lodge is holding a banquet tomorrow night, and they've asked me to be the main speaker at it.
The main speaker?
Yes, sir.
Well.
They want me to talk about my experiences as a big treasure digger-upper in far-off Tennessee.
Well, I do know. I dog as this is working out good, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knowed it would all the time.
Yeah. Cedric wants you to help him write a female letter to Ernest Macmillan along.
Well, I won't be able to right now, Cedric. I got to get busy and work on my speech for tomorrow night. I'm going to study up a good one. All how I worked up from a little poor boy. Abner, get the phone there.
Oh, was that all right?
Yeah. This is going to be the best one speech I ever give in my life. I do.
Hello. Got him down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Yeah, he's here. What? Has he made up his mind about what? Oh, the speech. Yeah, sure. Facts is...
Wait a minute, Abner. Give me that phone.
Huh?
Here, let loose of it.
Oh.
Hello, is that you, Ezri?
Never know what he wanted.
Well, about that speech, Ezri, I ain't sure yet if I can make it or not.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know I said I'd let you know this morning, but there's just so many things that's piled up, and I got so many responsibilities now, and one thing and another, that I just don't know where I can see my way clear to doing it or not.
Are you losing your mind, Long?
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to work it out some way, Ezri, but I just can't answer yes or no yet. Well, you can imagine how busy I am now, writing magazine articles on buried treasures and I don't know what all.
I never know what he's doing that.
Yeah, well, give me till this afternoon, Ezri, and I'll let you know for sure then. Yeah. Oh, that's all right now. You ain't bothering me at all much. Uh-huh. All right. Yep, fine, Ezri, fine. Yeah. Goodbye.
For the land's sakes, Lum, what are you saying all that for? Here you rush in here all excited because they asked you to make a speech, and now you tell them you don't know where you can make it or not.
Yeah, well, that's just old man Edwards using some more of his psychology.
Man, I don't know what it is, but it sounds pretty idiotic to me. What are you going to all the trouble to study up a speech for if you ain't going to give it?
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to give it.
Huh?
I'm just trying to make a big impress on them, so. See, we're trying to make it look like we're big successes, ain't we?
Well, yeah, sure we are, but you're throwing away a chance to do it here.
No, I ain't. I'm just making it hard for them to get me. See, the harder it is for them to get me to make a speech, well, the bigger man they'll figure I must be.
They will, huh?
Oh, sure. They'll appreciate a busy man like me giving up his time to come over and talk to them.
Oh.
And they'll listen to my speech a lot better, too.
Well, yeah, if you ever give it, they will, I reckon.
Well, don't worry, I will.
Well, what magazine article is that you said you was writing on?
Well, I ain't actual writing one yet. But I am sort of aiming to do that sometime. Write all about our trip to Tennessee and all.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I can't hardly wait to read it.
Say, who's going to help me write my V-mail letter?
Oh, well, I'll help you, Cedric. Lom's got to get busy on his speech, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd rather you fellas wouldn't bother me the rest of the day.
Yeah, all right. We won't. Don't worry. Now, let's see now, Cedric. Let me find that paper here. See, how far did we get now?
We got way down to Dear Ernest.
Yeah, that's right.
Know
that's
that.
Right. Well, let's see now.
Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
I'm just practicing.
Oh, excuse me. Let's see now.
This sea of turned up faces before me tonight strikes a tender chord on the harp strings of memory.
Why don't you tell Ernest about your work over at the war plant, Cedric?
I stand before you tonight the perfect example of the self-made man. How does that sound, Abner?
Huh? Oh, all right, I reckon.
Little would anyone realize as they gaze upon me now that I was once upon a time nothing but a kid of a boy.
What did I think?
Poor but honest.
When he interrupted.
A boy that had to walk 11 miles to school every morning, barfoot.
Uh-oh, he's on that.
Through 6 foot of snow.
Well, Plum, I don't believe the lodge members want to hear all that junk again. They want to hear about the expedition.
Abner, I've give way yonder more speeches than you have, so I know what I'm doing. And get the phone there and don't bother.
All right.
Although I had to do my sums on the back of an old Cheval, I was
Hello,
the smartest
John
one in the class.
Hello, Abner,
Peabody
reader. Doing the talking.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, I see. Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, I'll tell him, Ezri. Not at all. Goodbye.
Ezri?
Yeah.
Is that Ezri Seastrunk again?
Yeah.
Sure getting anxious, ain't he? What did he say?
Well, he said the committee has voted to do you a big favor, Lon.
Sounds good. What's the favor?
Well, they said long as you were so busy that they've canceled you and they got Charlie Redfield to make the speech instead.